Marquis, you okay? You're slowing up.
Resurrection from the dead is not a parlor trick, young man. Go on. You mustn't let Krupen Vandemar harm the Lady Dor.
Well, they're going to the Angel Citadel.
Yes, and?
He'll protect her.
Haven't you guessed who's behind all this?
Is it you?
No, you dunce. It's Islington.
Islington? No, I met him. He was really nice.
When angels go bad, they don't take half measures. Remember, Lucifer used to be an angel.
Oh, man.
The place you visited with Lady Dor is Islington Citadel. And also its prison. The angel ordered the Lady Dor to be brought to him at any cost, with the key that can free him.
The key that I found?
The key that you won. Get moving. I'll follow you as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Go! Go!
Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. Episode 6, The Key.
Come in, Richard Mayhew. Come in. Dear me, you do look a mess. Please, I think we all know each other. You know the Lady Dor, of course.
Dor, are you all right?
Run, Richard!
My associates, Mr. Krupp, Mr. Vandemar.
Associates?
You will excuse us sneaking up, Mr. Vandemar.
Wouldn't want him to miss this, Mr. Krupp.
Was Hunter working for you, too?
Hunter worked for herself. Where is she?
Dead.
No!
Oh, dear.
Dor, are you all right?
More or less, so far.
I'm afraid that Lady Dor was proving a little intransigent. I was just pondering having Mr. Krupp and Mr. Vandemar.
Told you her.
You leave her alone!
We have formed an attachment, have we? Useful, the lady might cooperate in order to end the pain and suffering of a fellow mortal. Especially yourself, Richard. Mr. Krupp.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Vandemar, if you'll do the honors, any finger will do.
Pinky.
No.
Shh, quiet.
Quiet? It just broke my finger.
There's someone else out there.
Have you heard the one about the pretty girl, the Scotsman, and the angel?
Oh! Remarkable.
I already killed you once today, Marquis. What does it take to teach some people?
I hoped you'd miss me.
Chain them up facing the girl.
You're alive.
Yes, yeah, surprise.
You told me he was dead, Mr. Krupp.
He is.
He was.
I will not be lied to.
We don't lie.
Do?
Indeed we do, but not this time.
Islington!
Richard, how's the finger?
How can you behave this way? You're an angel.
What did I tell you, Richard?
You said that Lucifer was an angel.
Lucifer? Lucifer was an idiot. It wound up Lord and Master of nothing at all.
And you wound up Lord and Master of two thugs and a room full of candles.
He told me it was my punishment for Atlantis. I told them there was nothing more I could have done. The whole affair was unfortunate.
But millions of people were killed.
Stuff happened. Lady Dor. You come from a very unusual family. Quite remarkable.
Then why did you have us killed?
Not all of you. There was always the possibility that you might not have worked out as well as you did.
Not all of us?
Your family can open doors. They can create doors where there are no doors. They can unlock doors that are locked, open doors that were never meant to be opened. When I was sentenced here, they showed me the door to my prison. It's this black one behind you. And they took the key to this door and hid it down here, too. An exquisite form of torture. This key here, round your neck. The blood.
Blackfriars were keeping the key safe from you.
A key, a door, an opener of the door. There must be three, you see. A particularly refined sort of joke, the idea being that when they decided I had earned forgiveness and my freedom, they would send me an opener and give me the key. I just decided to take matters into my own hands and will be leaving a little early. Thank you.
So why did you kill my family?
I spoke first to your father, Dor. He wanted to unite London below, to unite the baronies, perhaps even to forge some kind of bond with London above. I told him I would help him if he would help me. Then I told him the nature of the help I needed, and he laughed at me. He laughed at me.
You killed him because he laughed at you.
I didn't kill him. I had him killed.
But he told me I could trust you. He told me to come here, in his journal.
He didn't. He never did. That was us. What was it he actually said, Mr. Vanderbar?
Dor, child. Oh, fear Islington. Islington's got to be behind all this. It's dangerous, Dor. Keep away from it.
No.
I thought my version would get you here a little faster.
Islington, the Black Door, where does it lead to?
Home.
Heaven?
Well, now you've got the key.
And I have you. You're the opener. Without you, the key is useless. Open the door for me.
You're not much of a judge of character, are you? She'll never do it.
Hurt him again, Mr. Vandermark. Cut off his ear.
I said you'd find out what your own liver tastes like, and today's your lucky day.
Stop! I'll open your door.
No.
Unchain her right hand.
Give me the key.
Yeah. Remember, I have your friends.
Dor, don't do it. Just don't set it free. We don't matter.
Actually, I matter very much, but I have to agree. Dor, don't do it.
I have to.
Key in the lock, please.
Aprite lata portus eternitas. The door is unlocked.
Mr. Croup, Mr. Vandermar, when I am gone, kill them all, howsoever you wish.
So, your employer's leaving. I hope you've both been paid in full.
Say that again, Marquis.
Oh, he's right. You don't think you're ever going to see him again, do you?
What is this, Mr. Croup?
Corpses to be have a point, Mr. Vandermar. So, it might be wise for you to settle up before you commence the next stage of your travels.
Fear not, for when the vastness of creation is mine, and they gather about my throne to sing hosannas to my name, I shall reward the worthy and cast down those who are hateful in my sight.
Gabriel, for a start.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. Goodbye.
Is that heaven? It looks more like hell to me.
That's not heaven. The room is decompressing.
No. Mr. Croup, hold on to something.
I am hanging on to your coattails, Mr. Vandermar. The escritoire you cling to is the flimsiest of anchors.
Dor, where does that opening lead? Is it outer space?
Nowhere near as cozy.
What have you done? I had the key.
It wasn't the real key. That was a copy I had Hammersmith make in the market.
It opened the door.
No, I opened a door. As far and hard away as I could, I opened the door.
I killed your family. I will kill you.
I don't think you're going to kill anyone anymore. Neither you, nor Mr. Croup, nor Mr. Vandermark. You very kindly chained us to these pillars. Once that pillar slipped from your grip, there is nothing to hold you here.
Close the door. I'll tell you where your
sister is.
Portia?
She's still alive!
Door? To your left, look out! Crypt's trying to swing over!
I killed your family, not him. And now I'm finally going to finish the Mr. Crew! What cult sale is ripping? Thought enough hanging on at his desk there!
Door. Where did you send them?
I don't know. A long way away. I'm very tired now.
Can you undo these manacles?
Yes, of course. Richard. Oh. Richard? Richard! Oh, Temple and Arch, is he dead?
Richard! Is he breathing?
Hold him up while I unlock him. Mind his finger.
He's very cold.
Richard. Oh, Richard. Richard?
No. Where am I?
Safe.
Would you like some water?
Yeah, you're one of the Black Friars.
Brother Fuliginus, you're in the monastery.
The abbot is here to see you.
You are awake then. Richard Mayhew, how do you feel?
I feel kind of... Ah, my hand.
We set your finger. It had been broken.
Good evening, friends.
I have asked the Marquis to join us. Now Richard is awake, we must get to business. Where is Islington?
As far away as I could send him. Halfway across space and time.
Good.
Why didn't you warn us about him?
That was not our responsibility.
Okay. What happens now, then?
Happens? In what way?
Well, you wanted to avenge your family, and... Well, you have. And you, Marquis, mm-hmm. You got what you wanted?
I believe so. My debt to Lord Portico has been paid in full. And the Lady Dor owes me a significant favour.
Is that right?
It's how we do things in London below.
So, what about me? What about sending me back home?
What about it?
Richard, look at all the good you've done here. You got the key for us.
What was the point in that? You just went and made another one.
Well, I couldn't have had Hammersmith copy it without the original.
Where is the original key?
Door must have it.
No. I slipped it back into your pocket at the last market, when you brought the curry.
Hold on a sec. You mean that when I told Krupp and Vandemar that I had it and that they were welcome to search me, I actually had it? Help my love.
The warrior's jacket is on the door. Brother Fuliginus?
Yes, Father Abbot.
I'm not a warrior.
You killed the beast.
Is this it?
Et voila.
Now, you're all very stupid people. You do not know anything at all. Richard passed the ordeal of the key. He is its master until he returns it to our keeping. The key has power. If Richard wants to return to London above, then the key will take him back to London above.
It's that simple.
Precisely.
Then when can I do this?
As soon as you are dressed and have said your goodbyes, Brother Fuliginus will show you the way to our bell tower.
Up through here. Use the ladder. It's a long way.
How tall is this?
Just keep climbing. When you get to the manhole cover at the top, push and slide it back.
Blackfriars Station. District and
Circle. Oh, Temple and Arch, please, don't make this another ordeal.
Oh, sorry, mate. I didn't see you there.
No, it's all right, mate. I'm fine, thanks.
All right. Well, that's all right, then.
Here. Could you see me, then?
Yeah, I did say I was sorry.
Yeah, you did. Thanks, mate.
Hello, Richard Mayhew.
Old Bailey. How are you?
Yeah, well, mustn't grumble, all things considered. I just wanted to say something I got for you. Here you go.
A feather?
It's a feather.
Yes, it is.
Memento, souvenir, keepsake.
Well, I'm sorry, what's it for?
Well, you defeated the beast. You freed us. You're the warrior.
No, look here.
Hey, this'll be your trade now. I don't take trades, me. Give me a good roof any day. Have a nice life up here.
Right, so I do have a life up here.
Cheerio, then.
All here, the warrior, Richard Mayhew.
Kindly do us the honour of mounting our carriage. Mind the gap.
Right, thanks.
The Earl will see you now, sonny.
Right.
Who is it?
Your Grace, Richard Mayhew, the one who killed the beast.
The warrior? Bring him here. Oh, he is here. Thought you'd be taller.
Sorry.
Give me a sword, lad.
Well, I've only really got a knife. Hunter gave it to me.
Oh, well, that'll do, I suppose. Kneel, yeah. There you go. Tap on each shoulder. And arise, Sir Richard of Maybury. With this knife, I do give to you the freedom of the underside. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Thanks a lot. It's Mayhew, actually, by the way.
Whatever. This is where you get off. Here's your knife back. Hop off.
Thanks a lot, then.
Straight on, through the underpass. Goodbye.
Aye, goodbye. This is odd. They must have landscaped the exit. It's like Green Park out there.
Hello, Richard.
Door, I thought this was supposed to be London above.
This is. London 3,000 years ago. I wanted to show it to you, how big it really is.
So this is where?
We're standing on the awesome and terrible island of Westminster. Walk with me.
So this is what, another piece of London above that got lost?
Not lost to those of us who live in London below. It's not all sewers and bloodletting, you know. There's magic too.
But I'm still trapped here, aren't I?
No, you're free to go where you want. But listen, Richard. With the angel gone, there's a lot of sorting out to do. And there's only me to do it. My father wanted to unite London below. I suppose I ought to try and finish what he started.
Right.
And you heard what Islington said to us about keeping my sister alive. But I may not be the only one in my family left. You've been a really good friend to me, Richard, and... well, I've sort of got used to having you around. Please don't go.
Dwar. Look, I don't belong in this world.
You haven't seen half of it. It's ours, Richard. If we take it, we can...
Dwar. I like you an awful lot. But I've got to go home now.
Then we won't ever see each other again.
I suppose not.
Oh, come here.
You all right?
Mm.
Hey.
Thanks. Thanks for everything you did. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. For what?
To go back. Have you got the key?
Yeah, I've got it. Don't have a door, though.
Oh, don't you remember anything? I make one. One, two, three.
Whoa.
Aprite.
Whoa! The company door. Mid-air.
You going in?
Well, I haven't got my ID on me, and Mr. Figgis will probably do his nut, so I... Yeah, I do. Oh, I have got it.
You see, everything is back to the way it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I'm about to find out for myself, aren't I?
Just walk through. Don't look back.
Okay. Door.
Don't look back.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Mayhew.
Figgis! Oh, hello to you, Mr. Figgis, you exceptional little security guard, you little fig roll.
You can see me, can't you?
Indeed I can, Mr. Mayhew, though it's your pass I need to be looking at. Let go of my hand, please, Mr. Mayhew.
Yep, right.
No need to get personal.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day, Mr. Figgis.
Thank you.
The return of the prodigal, eh? How was Mallorca?
Hello, Gary. Mallorca?
Don't you always go to Mallorca?
No, not this time.
I was going to say, not much of a tan.
No, well, you know, I needed a change.
What happened to your finger?
I broke it.
Walk into a door, did you?
In a door.
Well, I hope your typing skills are up to par. We have a mountain of reports to deliver by Friday. There's a big takeover on, and we are placed to make a killing in the market.
Well, has the market truce been broken?
Where have you been?
Look, there are some things that I want to take care of at home. Do you think that anybody would mind if I took the rest of the day off?
Suit yourself. You weren't meant to be back in till tomorrow anyway.
I'm not. Right.
Tell you what, though. We can meet for a drink later. What do you say?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be really good.
Mr. Mayhew?
Hello?
Mr. Mayhew?
Sorry, mate. You just caught me with my key in the door. It doesn't seem to be opening.
Don't bother. I am so sorry. We were informed you'd vacated it. Crossed lines, I suppose. Terribly sorry. All your belongings are safe, though. They were put in storage.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this isn't my flat anymore?
Only temporarily. Soon as we have organised a replacement, we're waiving your deposit and the first month's rent. Shouldn't take more than a week.
Right, a week? Where am I going to stay for a week?
Come.
Hello, Jessica.
Richard! My God! I've been leaving messages everywhere. Are you all right? They said you were on holiday.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, you are beautiful. Did I ever tell you that, Jess?
It's Jessica, Richard. Nobody's called me Jess for ages. Actually, I've rather missed it. But it's Jessica, and this is perfect.
Is it?
Absolutely. Mumsy is desperate to pin us down to a date.
A date?
To get married, silly. Pop says he's got a heavy pencil on the Abbey.
Abbey?
Westminster Abbey, Richard. The big church opposite the Houses of Parliament.
Oh, you mean on the awesome and terrible island of Westminster?
Are you quite all right?
Yeah, sorry.
Mumsy says we can't possibly hire the Abbey and not fill it, so we need to absolutely raid our address books and get all our relatives in.
Jess, car.
We can hardly pull people in off the street to make up the numbers, can we? Oh, I have to get that.
No. On you go.
Yes? Mr. Stockton, I was to... Yes. Oh, but they're ready for you to sign... Now. Of course. Richard, I'm so sorry. I absolutely must run. Will you ring me later?
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
She made a door in thin air.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then she did something with the key and...
Yeah.
I was back in London again. In London above.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the real London. And, well, then the rest you already know. That's all. Do you believe me?
I believe that something happened to you, obviously. Look, more to the point, do you believe it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. In some ways, it's more real to me than this. Here, can we get some fresh air?
I've passed the people who fall through the cracks, Richard. They sleep in shop doorways all down the Strand. They don't go to a special London. They freeze to death in the winter. I think maybe you got some kind of blow on the head. Or maybe some kind of shock when Jessica chucked you. Hey, for a while, you went a little crazy. Then, you got better.
Do you know what scares me, man? I think you could be right.
Yeah. Bloody hell. 2 o'clock? Wait, taxi! Drop you off somewhere?
No. Thanks, man. You know what, I think I'll just walk off for a little bit.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, see you tomorrow, man.
Spare any change? Homeless and hungry, Gav?
Sure. Yeah, hang on. Here we go, catch.
Thanks, Gav.
No problem, pal. No. Can I ask you something?
Of course, mate.
You ever got everything you ever wanted and then you realised it wasn't what you wanted at all?
Can't say that I have.
Look, see this.
Hey,
see this knife?
Hey.
Hunter gave this to me as she died.
Don't hurt me.
I wiped her blood from this blade because a hunter, because a warrior, looks after his weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
The Earl of Earl's Court knighted me with this blade. He gave me the freedom of the underside.
Yeah, please, put it away, yeah? There's a good lad.
Don't worry, pal, don't worry. Just need to borrow this wall.
You drawing a picture?
Yeah, I'm making something.
They'll do you for graffiti or criminal damage or something.
There we go.
What is it?
It's a door. And now, for my next trick, I am going to knock on it. It's a little trick I learned from a very special friend of mine.
Happy now?
I'm so sorry, man. I don't know what I was thinking. Listen, I'll leave you in peace, all right?
Oh, no, no, no. You have my pitch.
No.
Oh, no, I'll be moving on. You sleep it off, yeah? That's a cosy cardboard box, that one.
Are you sure, man? Thanks. Yeah. Think what to do in the morning. Loud tube train.
Whoa!
You knocked?
Marquis!
Well, are you coming?
Is it dangerous?
In ways you couldn't possibly imagine.
Let's go!
In episode 6 of Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman, Richard was played by James McAvoy and Dor by Natalie Dormer. The Marquis de Carabas was David Harewood, Croup, Anthony Head, and Vandemar, David Schofield. Islington was Benedict Cumberbatch, Old Bailey, Bernard Cribbins, and the Earl of Earl's Court, Christopher Lee. The Abbot was George Harris, Philiginus, Don Gillet, Jessica, Romola Gary, and Gary, Paul Checker. Halvard was Paul Stonehouse, Dagvard, Ben Crow, the letting agent, Stephen Marcus, the homeless man, Abdul Salis, and the underground announcer, Patrick Brennan. Mr. Figgis was played by Neil Gaiman. Neverwhere, Episode 6, The Key, was dramatised by Dirk Maggs and directed by Heather Lama. The sound design was by Dirk Maggs, and the producer was Heather Lama.